In 2006, fewer than 200,000 Americans sought medical treatment abroad. In 2016, more than a million Americans went outside the U.S. for some form of medical care. MedRepublic is a tech startup with local roots. Patients go to the website and search for the procedure they're looking for. The search returns a list of prices and comparable prices in the U.S. and a list of doctors the company is working with. The show's Naomi Gingold talked with Robert Page, the CEO and founder of MedRepublic, about how the idea got started.
MedRepublic started about a year ago, but we began 16 years ago as Med2Go International. My father trained in Mexico at the Autonomous University of Guadalajara. He's American, but he trained down there a long time ago. My brother went and did his medical training at Harvard and then later at Emory. And the three of us sought to create a series of guidebooks on Mexican healthcare and the best doctors in the country.
And then this was the next step for you, creating this kind of merging it with tech, or how did that come about?
After doing those books, patients began to reach out to us and they said, hey, I'm in need of joint replacement surgery or weight loss, gynecological surgery, but I can't afford it. I don't have insurance, or my insurance won't cover me. There's a rider on my policy, or, you know, I have this long wait. So we connected some patients from our clinic, said, you know, here are some doctors in our books, just go ahead and call them. Patients began asking for someone to translate, someone to set up the flight and hotels. And we didn't realize it, but we were suddenly becoming part of this medical tourism industry. And this is a monstrous industry. It's 1.5 million Americans. The shift over the past year and a half toward a tech company has been specifically because there are still questions that patients have. And we felt if we can actually provide a more direct, transparent system where patients can actually review, do all their own research, then they're more equipped to be, you know, responsible consumers.
Essentially, you're getting a lot of patients who are going abroad for elective procedures. Is that correct?
Yes. We're getting patients that are coming abroad for elective procedures that are not covered by their insurance. There still are a lot of people that don't have access to healthcare, they don't have insurance. And there are certainly a lot of people that are looking for cosmetic procedures, dental procedures that aren't covered by insurance at all. Weight loss is a very common procedure. Also, patients that are looking for procedures that they can't get in their country, such as life-saving cancer treatments that are being done in Europe that have years and years of clinical trials but aren't yet available in the United States. In some cases, we actually get patients that are coming abroad for procedures that are covered by their insurance. It's just that their deductible and out-of-pocket costs can be higher than the cash pay for a procedure abroad.
I used to be a reporter in Burma, and when I got sick at one point with dengue, I was flown to Thailand for medical care. And the doctors were fabulous. But the problem I found was that the nurses, and they're the ones who really kind of take care of the patient on a really hourly basis, the nurses didn't necessarily speak the same level of English as the doctors. And so when I needed help, I felt like that was a little bit lacking.
That's a great point. And it's something we've experienced here and there in the past, much more than we experience today. And it's something we always push the hospitals to improve on.
If there is a problem, you guys are going to be involved with the liability aspect of it.
We're involved with communicating and helping the patient, the doctor, to find some kind of solution if possible. We're also there to help out with a patient if they do decide to pursue some kind of legal recourse. Fortunately, though, I think this is probably very important because this is a subject that's a little bit scary. But in the 10 years we've been doing this, we've never had anybody ever attempt to sue any doctors or MedRepublic or Med2Go. We've done a great job. And we choose very, very solid doctors.
That was Robert Page, the CEO of MedRepublic, speaking with the show's Naomi Gingold.